Wow, listen to that rain. I love that sound. You've just heard Another Day in Tamaki by Great South, a.k.a. Peyton Daplin, who is sitting right in front of me. Kia ora, morning.
Kia ora, kia ora, ihoa. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing?
Doing good, thank you. It's not raining today. So that's a win in Tamaki, I think.
Might rain later, though, I think so. Yeah, yeah. I regretted not bringing a raincoat down to PFM, but yes. We're used to that, eh? How are you doing? Good.
Doing well. The sprint to the end of the year, I think.
Yes, right. And you've just released some new music. Hellhole of the South Pacific is the new single. Came out last week, was it? This week?
Yes, Friday last week.
Yeah. How is it releasing that into the world?
It's been cool. I have loved this writer in particular. One of my most favorite things to write and kind of create. So it was super special for me to get it out there finally for everyone to listen to.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Can you talk our listeners through the song a little bit, what it's about, Russell?
Yeah.
Hellhole the South Pacific, so many, famously.
There's so many kind of ways to dissect the Waiata, I think, and that's kind of what I love so much about it. is there's so many points you can reference. I'm a big history nerd, especially like here in Aotearoa. I think it's so rich. We have such a rich history, and it's so fresh and new. I think we sometimes consider it so far in the past, but you know, 50 years is not long, 100 years is, you know, not long, and there's so many. You can, I always say this, I think every kōrero I have about our history is like, you could create and tell so many blockbuster stories and could be in films everywhere, you know, like,
yeah.
It's so rich. And so I just really wanted to tap into that, and that whole Waiata really is about questioning what it means to be, you know, good Kiwi, and what that kind of reference means, looking at our past and then looking kind of where we're heading at the moment and trying to dissect that a bit. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn from looking back, and I feel like nothing's new under the sun. Like, we're just repeating the same stuff everyone's been doing for centuries. Have you got any favourite footnotes of local history?
Yes. I mean, there's lots, like, just using the Waiata as an example, I kind of talk to, like, fighting in the north, and that is a reference to the northern wars that kind of are birthed post the treaty, not long after, but also fighting in the north, like going up and Tautoko in the world wars in World War II, and from the perspective of like Māori battalion and the impact that had on a lot of Ngāi Māori that went up with the idea of, you know, connecting and making that partnership stronger, and fighting for their citizenship almost in a way, and coming back and still being impacted by the impacts of colonization and all these things that were promised that, you know, got broken. And just like trying to let people sit in that and be, you know, like, those are big moving ships, you know, like, those have massive ramifications. And I think we get stuck sometimes in the weeds of the now, of like, oh, that person or this, or like, you know, just made a bad choice. But there's so many like knock on things that can impact the like person's situation. So
yeah, it's all very complex and lengthy, and these are really deep wells you're plumbing. How do you translate that into Waiata? What's your writing process like? Do you sort of do a lot of research and reading? Do you more pick up on the energy? How do you get a song down?
Yeah, it's a lot of it's like a pick and mix of a lot of things. I really do enjoy the researching and learning phase of everything. Is always exciting.
Do you have research documents?
Yeah, I have like so many like bits and bobs everywhere of like, and a lot of it is not even like fleshed out, just like a buzzy instance of something happening, even like local history, and then just like trying to earworm, like, oh, figure out the fuck up of that,
or
you know, like trying to trace it back to like now. Especially like lots of local history is really sick.
You should release like a zine or like a limited edition dossier of your research.
I need to start releasing more physical things.
Yeah Amazing. How long were you working on Hellhole of the South Pacific?
It's been in the works for probably a year and a bit now, because this Waiata in particular was the catalyst for this wider concept project that I'm working on and releasing March next year, end of March. And that's the focus point of that whole project, is that Waiata. So spent like a whole year, almost 2 years, writing and just like trying to connect the dots. And there was way more Waiata that had been produced and created as well. And it's just kind of like honing that in a little bit. So yeah, it's been a year and a bit.
Amazing. And Tamaki Makaurau plays quite an influential role in the Great South project. It's the name comes from the city, am I right?
Yes. So Great South is in reference to Great South Road. And my first project under the name and under the alias was self-titled. And it's in reference to life on Great South Road, but also the fuck up upper and the history of the road, and trying to shed light on it, because it's a road of colonization, essentially, you know, like to wage war into the Waikato back in the late 1800s. So yeah, just like trying to bring all of those different elements to life and interject history and a little bit of learning, but also just reality as well. Like, a lot of my stuff is just based on how I grew up and my surroundings and my whānau environment and where I'm from and being brought up in Papakura, but whakapapa it all over the motu. So yeah, just trying to bring a voice to that perspective, I think.
Yeah. What about modern tamaki? How does that inform your work, whether it's, you know, referencing the city or people in it that are part of your sort of creative circle?
It's massive, I think. I don't think I would ever move. Like, I feel like tamaki gets so much flack.
Hard out.
In general. Like, but it's the best. I would never change it for the world. And I've got so many diverse groups of friends and whānau that are all over tamaki, that have all these different points of view and living. And a lot of my best friends from high school growing up are from Ngāti Whātua, so spent a lot of time up on Boot Hill, and then, you know, going to uni and you meet so many different, you know, people in different spheres, different cultures, and I just think it's like the coolest spot to be. Like, there's always gigs and there's lots of cool things. There's the carver four shells, you know. Can't beat it.
And do you think you could make the music you do if you didn't live here?
That's a good question. I mean, I guess the specific Waiata at the moment that I've created, definitely not with all the references, but it definitely does bring, there is a tamaki-ness to all the Waiata, and I really try to lean into that, because it's our superpower, you know, it's our point of reference, being Māori, but also being from the specific place at a specific point in time. That's your superpower. Like, bring life to that, because no one else can tell that story but
yeah. You. Did studying in Amsterdam give you a bit of different perspective on here?
Oh yeah, going over in Amsterdam was crazy. That was like that was also a super eye-opening moment, because I think once you go out of that sphere and the bubble of, you know, what you know, you really do see this is our superpower, this is our like point of reference and point of difference, just like little things, like even like our Māori culture and leading with tikanga and stuff like that, going over there and trying to explain things to them and they're like, oh, that's, you guys do that, or like, why do you do that? Or there was like slang was like another big one. We just have so many random words for things and they're just like, why do you say that, what does that mean? I'm like, I don't know, like, I don't know what mean means, mean or good or
yeah, mean means heaps of stuff. Yeah, so it is buzzy. Yeah.
Heaps.
It's heaps.
Wait, what?
And it also, going to Europe also changed you musically, from what I understand from interviews and things I've read with you, it shifted you more towards where you're at now, which has been described as South Auckland King Cruel and Māori Indie. Yes. Will those be accurate?
Yes, definitely. I think it really cemented, like, because I was really wanting to shift and or like just find where I felt comfortable and really wanted to flesh out a body of work and create more, because I feel like I'd been floating around exploring, as you do when you create music and create art. But yeah, then we're going over there, I don't know, there was something that was just like, yeah, just if that's, because I was already exploring it, if that's where you want to go, like, it just felt right after going over there and everyone being like, what the hell is this? Like, this is crazy. And so I was like, okay. And then came home and created the band, and yeah, that's kind of how it's been.
Yeah, it puts a new lens on, I guess, where you're from.
Mm.
Yeah. with that, well, let's listen to the new track, Hellhole of the South Pacific, and then we'll talk a little bit more with Peyton. Great South.
And I sat and I thought, what's it for? When I washed up sore. Biscuits with your tea. Quite a privilege to plunder and pillage all we can till it ooze out on our street in the Pacific. Don't mind the spillage, that's the plan. How a good key we should think in the Pacific. Take from the taking, cause you can. It's how a good key we should be.
Was Hellhole of the Pacific by Great South, who's sitting with us. We just had a long chat about the historical references behind their music and how they've changed their sound. If you've just tuned in, that'll be on the Beatcast later. But we'll have another 5 minutes with Peyton. I want to talk about clothes.
Yes, clothes.
clothes. Anyone who tuned in last week with Bronson will have heard a new little segment called Sound Looks, where we talk to musicians about fashion, or fashion people about music. Just get a, you know, that rich tapestry of creative expression. What are you wearing today, Peyton?
Good question. What I am wearing today, lots of kind of my go-tos, which is checks. So shout out to Jordan. But yeah, some of their balloon washed pants. I'm a big fan of their, I don't think you can get it anywhere anymore, but their Canterbury collaboration.
Oh yeah, that's classic, eh?
I love a bit of Canterbury. You can't go wrong. Yeah. A bit of triple C's. And then I've got my trusty Nike low black ACG Air Martyrs. So those are like hiking boots, essentially.
Yeah. Those are like very Auckland Nike black leather.
Yes.
Like so Auckland. What else is on high rotation in your wardrobe at the moment? Any current favourites, especially now it's spring?
Yes. Well, my go-to's... lots of the Canterbury collaboration, really, but even just Canterbury in general, the stubbies start coming out.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, I dug mine out. Yeah. My legs were a bit pale, but.
Yes. You got to start it early. So by summer, you're hitting peak, like, tannage.
Yeah, you got to get that real tan line of the upper thigh.
Yes. But yeah, like, they have this sick, their shorts. It's like this Canterbury collaboration, Canterbury stubbies, but they're like, South Auckland long, like dicky short vibes.
Yes.
But real airy and like real buzzy, like silhouette.
It's, are they, like, the denim ones?
Yeah, like those light blue.
My colleague friends got them. They look mean.
Honestly, like, my main thing I wear all summer really is those, and then a lot of With Love from South, which is one of my good friends Southside's brand and community co-popper. So I'm always repping lots of Southside stuff.
That's so good. We love that. Support local. Did your style evolve when you sort of went from Fables to Great South?
To be honest, I feel like it has... I've always been kind of just like a real eclectic mix of like things I enjoy wearing. And a lot of that is kind of based on... a lot of the friends and like circles that I grew up in, like my mates from Boot Hill, from Ngāti Whātua, they were all into like real out of it stuff. They were just comfortable wearing, expressing themselves and like things that you wouldn't normally consider the norm. And they just really created a space to be like, bro, just wear whatever you want. Like, it's all good. Like, we'll go to the op shop. If you like it, just buy it. It's like $5 and wear it and just be comfortable in it. So.
Yeah.
A lot of that is just kind of carried over, I think.
Yeah. Do you do merch? Are you doing merch?
I am planning to do some merch for my next project in March, but
because that's when the album comes out, eh?
Yes. Yeah. And then I was making stuff like ages ago, back in the day, but I'm under a place called Home.
Yeah.
But I am really wanting to go back and start making stuff from scratch again, because it's. But less like selling it and more just like, I want to make stuff just for myself.
Cool. Yeah. Mean. I didn't know you could make stuff.
Oh, it was very terrible, very bad, but I want to get better.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's like my next mission.
Okay. Next mission is, making stuff. And the album is in the can. It's all done, or are you still working on it?
Oh, it's all complete. It's just... all the admin side of things.
Yeah, the rollout and everything.
The worst, but...
Yeah. So that's out in March. And then do you have any gigs coming up? One of our lovely listeners has asked. Any local shows planned?
Yes, I have my last gig this weekend, actually. 7:30, it starts at Big Fan. So please do come along. It's pay-as-you-can tickets. So like you can get a ticket for like $5.
Yeah.
But I think we're running out of tickets. So if you are... thinking of coming along, please do cop one. There's a little bit left. So
mean. All right, put that in your calendar, guys. Thank you, Payton. Great South. So great.
No worries. Thanks for
so
having
nice,
me.
Yeah, so nice talking to you. And I can't wait to hear the rest of it. And also see what you've been making over summer. All right, that's Morning Glory. It's 11:26. That was Payton from Great South. And a lot of good music to come up, all about Tamaki Makaurau. But for now, let's just have a little break, eh? All right.